Everybody, we're coming to you live from inside the May Bill facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm standing right here in our motorcycle manufacturing and production area, and this is the first time we brought you a segment from this area. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. And the one and only Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com, 561-660-6695 for the very latest in boutique apparel. It's Miss Outlaw Boutique. Monkey in Paradise, the 2017 double gold, San Francisco gold award-winning vodka. They are brewed right here in the West Palm area. It's a beautiful place, man. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to drink responsibly. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. August 22nd this year. Yeah, we'll tell you more about that. I'm Tom. We all know the Master Bub. Good morning, Bub. Been a heck of a morning already. How you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right. Just working on this Harley over here, and as you can see, going pretty far on this build.
Bub, this is one we brought to you in the past. We brought you the original when the bike came in. Then we brought you a segment of the parts that had arrived for it and all the custom work you're going to be doing on this 2017 Softail Slim.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, man. It's already dealing with two complications. Typical, man. It's you know, in today's world, just guys, quality control sucks. And this is straight from Harley Davidson. This is a brand new bike. We've already had one cross-threaded bolt, and now we have a cross-threaded cover. So we're working with two problems already right out of the gate. It just shows even mass production companies, as well known as Harley Davidson, they still screw up. And unfortunately, we're going to be here cleaning up the mess for a good 2 hours just on one bolt.
And that's funny, Bub, that you mentioned that, because, you know, people try to beat people down at this level from a production standpoint. But even the mass manufacturers, the best motorcycle building company in the world, in the history of the world, we even see these things coming straight out of the factory. And Harley Davidson is truly about quality.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it just shows there's not enough quality control out there on anybody's level, man. And you need to take the time, you need to do it right. And you never know who's doing what. If you're not micromanaging your guys out there, you're never going to know exactly what nut or bolt they strip or what nut or bolt they skip to put in or install or cross thread or do improperly, or maybe they don't line something up right or make an adjustment right. Every one of these things is just that way, man. There's, you know, a couple things that we've already noticed that we're dealing with an imperfection standpoint now. The two bolts, you know, little things like I mentioned, the clutch adjustment stuff, you know, this thing, cable operated clutch, you've got to go through and make sure they're adjusted properly. There's a way to adjust them, typically a quarter of an inch of free play, eighth to quarter, right at the clutch anchor itself. And I'll tell you what, man, that's not exactly the way this bike was done, and that's poor, very poor at best, coming from not only Harley Davidson directly, but also the dealerships that they get transported to. And then they charge you $1,000 setup fee, which is essentially bolting on the front wheel, putting the handlebars on, setting all the adjustments, setting your tire pressures, checking fluids, and driving the thing out for a test drive. Even down to that level there, it's not getting done properly, which is a shame.
And it's funny, Bud, that you mention that, because Harley Davidson, the manual clutches, the non-hydraulic clutches, come with several points of adjustment. The main one being right here, it runs down off of the handlebars, down to a keeper on the down tube of the frame right here, and this is your main adjustment area right here. And the proper way to replace your levers, I know we're doing levers on this vehicle as well, on this bike as well, you're doing your transmission side cover, all of those have to be done with the clutch in its completely most slack position.
Yeah, you gotta start there, and then you know, there's so many different pieces to it, and especially when you get not only to the stock Harley-Davidson world, but the custom aftermarket world, where you're dealing with you know, aftermarket clutch packs or aftermarket starters, different transmission assemblies. You literally have to take your side cover off here and start with your adjustments here before you can even move on to anything else. You have to get your clutch pack and your throw adjusted here on the push rod. Then you can move on to your cable adjustment or hydraulic fluid pressure, depending on what you're working with, whether it's cable, manually operated, or hydraulically operated.
So it's just slowing down, Bub, and taking your time. Yeah. Some of the things that we've got in plan for the in store for this bike, we are replacing the rocker box covers. This is what we call the rocker boxes, and named after the old valve trains that used to rock back and forth. And Harley's been very good about retaining that traditional look. We saw a picture of those rocker boxes. If you go to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website, you'll see the episode we did previously on this bike. We showed you some of the rocker boxes, the all blacked out rocker boxes we're going to be using, much like this horn, Bob.
Yeah, a lot of, we're going through a lot of upgrades. I mean, anything you see on this bike that's color will not be color. It will be gloss black or matte black two-tone. So it's going to be a really nice, aggressive look when it's done. It's going to give the client everything he wants, and it's just going to be another bad-looking bike out in the street in the streets of South Florida.
It's going to sound really good too, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, really good. Really aggressive.
It's going to have a great sound to it, Bob. A lot of great things going on around here too. You've got a 2016 Alfa Romeo coming in on Friday, I think it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wheel and tire combination, huh?
Yep.
Big step forward. Yeah, that's the first time you've done the two. Is it a 2C or 4C?
That should be that's a 4C.
4C, yeah.
Yeah, it's a 4C.
Neat-looking car, man. That's a very cool-looking car. It's another step forward in the progression of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and the cool things that we're doing and the way we're taking it. I was talking to your uncle last night, my brother, and he was very proud of the way things were starting to move in the more modern and exotic arenas, Bubba.
Yeah, it's just, there's not enough market out there to just continue doing, at least an appreciative and understanding market out there to do the older stuff, man. The cars that... most people like to buy, there's a lot of guys that buy them and they only want to spend 15 grand on older cars, and that's all you're going to get. You pay 15 grand for it, like Tony Rienzi says, that's it. It's not going to be a nice car. It might look good from 30 feet away. It might break down every couple times you drive it. But I'm done dealing with that kind of stuff because there's not enough appreciation for the hard work, the skill, and the quality that goes into it here at BEM. There's not enough. People don't care.
It doesn't matter. And it does require a lot of attention to detail, Bob, especially with you. You're a perfectionist. And people, rarely say thank you for a job very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, I noticed one thing our producer mentioned today. We've got some very nice reviews out there on Google at the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. I'm very proud of those, man, as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of good stuff, man. We have just so much going on with everything, not only from a build standpoint for clients, but, the rally team, everything we've got going on there. Just so much stuff going on, builds in progress and shows that are coming up and Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. The guys at Morpheus and, Jeff just sent us a thing this morning. They're down there killing it, doing all the renovation. I mean, they already had a branded facility, but they're already redoing it again for that next level of expansion and growth. It's just super cool. We're aligned with some of the best names out there and we're having fun doing it.
I'll tell you what, Jeff is a private pilot. He flies some very high-end jets around and some very high-end dignitaries around. He was there at Morpheus till 2 o'clock this morning working and then had to be in that cockpit and get off and take off and head to Alaska, I think he said, right?
That's a flight right there.
It's a flight. So he's heading out to Alaska and you gotta think he's probably tired.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's kind of a that's the way the whole Lion Pride runs though, Bub. We go very hard and we do a lot of work and we work very aggressively.
Yeah, man, it's just hard work, and you just got to keep driving through, and then you get to that end goal. You can't sit around and do nothing and expect a bunch to be on your plate.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Or for it to get done, right?
Right.
So a lot of noise going on outside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. What do you think that's all about,
Bub? I don't know, dude. That's what people do. They just create noise and havoc in our life for no reason.
That's all. That's correct, man. And it's funny, too, because people know that at this time, this is our film time, and our next-door neighbor likes to play with that just a little bit.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's funny when the horn blows. Sometimes it's right at the wrong time, Bub.
Yeah. I got a lot of work to do on this bike, dude.
Yeah, you do, man.
It looks like it's taken apart now. You guys haven't even seen a piece of it yet because I still have to take the whole motor apart, take the transmission apart, take the primary apart, and drivetrain. Front end has to come off of this bike. We're doing a lot of painting to it. Every piece on here, like I mentioned, that's not black is going to be black. So if you can't buy it, we've got to do it. And that's what we're doing on this bike. So it's going to be really, really cool when it's done. Really aggressive, and I'm looking forward to getting this thing done.
It takes a lot of time to do this stuff too, Bob. These are not quick builds.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice if, you don't run into complications. Like I mentioned, a cover that should take me an hour to change in and out start to finish is now going to be 2.5-3 hours because now I'm dealing with somebody else's stupidity and lack of care because you're dealing with cross-threaded bolts, and these are aluminum components. Aluminum base mounting points and aluminum bolts. So you work with something like that that's snapped, then you're either going to have to try to slowly and meticulously pull it back out as far as you can, as safely as you can, or you're going to end up damaging it, and then you're going to have to drill it all out, then you're going to have to helicoil it where you can put in a new set of threads, and then you're just looking at the structural integrity of it is not going to be anywhere near as strong as what it would have been had it have been done right from the start.
And you know what? You got to assume that when somebody was putting these covers on and tightening it down.
How are you going to torque 10-foot pounds if you know you're putting 40 on the thing to put it in?
Right. That's exactly right. Mr. Producer, do you have a question this morning?
Mark Hoffman, Orange County Choppers, watch out. Here comes Bubba's Choppers.
Good morning, Mark Hoffman. He says, watch out, OCC. Here comes Bubba's Choppers. Very good friends with those guys up there. Paul Sr. is a really good guy. Mark, very good friends with him. Very good friends with Billy Lane. In fact, Bubs, one of Bubs' closest friends is the world-famous chopper builder, Billy Lane. He does an amazing job. You two have a very, very close relationship, Bub.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, just like I mentioned, you're just rolling big with the big names in the industry, and, you know, you don't get there out of, you know, doing things wrong, and you don't get there out of doing slop work. You know, you get there from high-quality stuff and, you know, just being the right people, and that's where we're at. So, you know, we just keep moving forward, doing the things we're doing and putting out the same builds we're doing.
Exactly, and, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday that had, that works with very high-end cars, transportation of high-end cars and all of that good stuff, Bub, and the one thing he was saying is, I don't see competition. It was a gentleman we met at the Cars and Coffee Palm Beach event on Sunday. He was on the tour bus, and he said, you know what, I don't see competition. I only see a way for everybody to kind of work together.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I mean, that's you know, you're a bagger guy. You like building the baggers. Billy builds the choppers. Mm-hmm. Paul Sr.'s choppers as well, you know, although he rides a bagger, you know, not as when he's out on the road. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of fun. You know, there's a constant blend of all the great personalities bringing great things to the table. Mr. Producer, go ahead, sir.
Mark Hoffman again. Bubba and Paul Sr. Jr. should do a build.
That's something. Mark Hoffman says that Bub, that we at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Sr. and Junior should do a build. There was some discussion about that, Mark. I want to say about 12 to 24 months ago, doing a potential build-off. There was some trouble getting all of the people coordinated with their schedules, so it didn't happen. I'm still open to that idea, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun, and you know, we all build different styles, Mark, so it's a lot of fun to get out there and you know, to show off the styles. I mean, like, one of the things you can definitely tell, you know, when we cruise here in South Florida, you know, when you see a BEM ride on the road, I mean, you know for sure it's from here. I mean, you don't even have to second guess it. You just look at it. There doesn't even have to be a sticker, logo, decal, license plate, frame, nothing on it. And you can tell the stance of that car, the way it sits, the way it looks. It's dark, it's aggressive, it's mean. You can tell when it's built here at BEM.
Yeah, BEM does have its own thing. Big shout out to Reggie Wynn out, and he's in Indiana, Bub. I spoke to him today, spoke to Sam Piazza over at Extreme Dimensions. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports wide body kit, Duraflex wide body kit for the 2017 Bubba Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang is on the way in, along with other products for the SEMA build.
Yeah, man, it's going to be pretty much crunch time from here on out. You know, I've got a bunch of stuff I've got to do to the car. The wide body, I've got to do the big brake kit front and rear. I've got to do full suspension package. Watson Racing's got a roll cage coming for it, Brembo brakes. You know, we're looking at Toyo tires. We've got the wheels coming for the thing, three-piece custom cut wheels. You know, we've got full, I think I mentioned full suspension package right now. We're working on that. The wide body from Extreme. So I've got to do painting. I've got to do suspension mods. I've got to do brake mods, wheel and tire setup, making sure there's no scrubbing or rubbing, because we don't just send out our stuff and park it at SEMA like most guys do out there. It's unfortunate, but a lot of guys build cars for SEMA. They roll them in there. They leave it as it sits and they roll them out. Our car is going to go in there and it's going to go straight out and hit the track when it's done. That's how it's going to roll.
Yep.
And, you know, we have a lot of work to do. I've got a bunch of scratches on the car now from it hitting the road and doing the tour circuit. So I've got to get all that stuff repainted, man. You know, it's just unfortunate, you know, because it's just, I extend myself all the time and I get burned in the end. Every time for sure. So I've got a lot of work I got to do to get that car ready for SEMA in 2.5 months.
It's going to be a tough final build. I'm also working with Steeda and the good folks over there, and we're going to talk about putting suspension underneath that car for you, Bob.
Yeah, that'd be insane, dude. I know they offer a full kit. You know, Steeda's been known for a really long time for being Ford licensed products of everything you can imagine. You know, everything from seats to accent pieces to door handles to taillight styles to motor work to performance heads to performance engine parts to transmissions, clutches, drivetrain. To their own wheels, too. I mean, they literally, if it'll bolt on any Ford product, they've got it, and they've got their hands around it. So if we can do one of their full suspension packages, I know you're working that now, that car would be an animal, dude. It already dominates the road courses. It'd be an animal with a Steeda kit.
I'll tell you, Tony Franco from Hooked on Driving was there at the Cars and Coffee event. He drove the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Terminetics Mustang, and he said that is eating up the professionally built Mercedes cars right now.
Yeah, it's that thing's an animal, dude. When I took it out to the track last weekend, you know, I ran it Thursday. It's the first time I ever did. And I actually went out and ran that car on the amateur side first because it has just terrible, terrible handling right now on the rear end. The front hooks great, but the car just built so much torque and so much horsepower
so
fast, you know, that it doesn't plant to the ground at all in the rear end. So I went out. I didn't want to push the car, you know, until I knew how it handled and ran. So I ran out with the novice class. and I was all over everybody. I had to step it up to a pro class because it was, the car was building way too much power, way too strong. And I'll tell you what, man, it handled way more than I could have ever expected.
That's what you're saying. I mean, even more better, even better than the Porsches.
I feel like I was pushing it harder through the corners than the Porsche. Yeah, for sure.
Crazy,
yeah, there were a couple I could feel that I was a couple corners I was hitting that were larger. The short corners, the car handled it fine. Like when you were hitting left, right, right.
It had a wide range. And it
when it was a wide range, and I kind of really had to push, but I could build the power through it. Again, the power just started coming on to a point where it would start over pushing the front end of the car.
I can see it.
And I'd see where that would be, you know, with the right wheel and tire, and the right suspension package, it'd have no problem running that corner really freaking hard.
It's a beautiful
car. It was cutting deep in those corners, man. I was having a lot of fun with it.
That's a beautiful car, man. Tony Franco from Hooked on Driving, the professional driving school, also one of our sponsors, was blown away as well. Mr. Producer, did you have another question, sir?
Hey, Williams, it's all about surrounding yourself with positive people. Mark Hoffman, when that bike is done, you need a picture of big money.
There you go. Good morning, Larry, out there. How you doing, buddy? Out there in Georgia. On the best of the best out there.
Larry's got some good-looking shirts, too, by the way.
He just got some really nice looking shirts. The blue ones, I saw them last night. Congratulations on those new shirts. Everybody check out Larry Williams up there. What's the name? I don't know.
It's Sunnyside.
Sunnyside, that's it, man. Yep. Upholstery up there. Yeah, really, really good stuff coming out of that shop.
Yep.
I think that he and Greg are the top two in the industry today. Yep. No questions asked. I've said that publicly many times before. They're good people. Larry's good people up there. New shirts look good, Larry. Thank you. Big Money, we'll get a picture with this bike, Mark Hoffman, when it's done. As you know, Big Money takes a picture with everything. He's definitely a ladies' man, bub.
Yeah, man. He definitely gets it done. He's been, he got a little wild the other night, Thursday night, Friday night, so he actually hurt one of his legs, his left rear leg, so he hurt it. So he's been out for the past couple days just relaxing and kind of chilling around the house. But last night he started to, start walking around on it again and really stretch that muscle back out. But he does that all the time, man. When he gets locked on something,
he's
he
crazy
goes for it. And that's what he did the other night. He hates balloons, and it was my birthday party. We had, I think, 40-something balloons that were all like an LED-lit custom balloon. Yeah. They looked really cool. But, he jumps for these things literally like a shark coming out of water. I mean, he's literally three and a half feet, I kid you not, in the air. And, you can tell, I know when he does it, he's going to overstretch his muscle. Every time he does, he does it. So it typically takes him out for 3 or 4 days, but that's where he's been, so he'll probably be in tomorrow.
He'll be in tomorrow, Mark. We'll get him in here with it. But we're going to let you wrap this thing up, get back on to work here. You do have a lot to do.
There's a lot
going on here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, trying to get all this stuff done in and out the doors.
Yeah, it's going to be really good, man. You guys stay tuned to see this bike up as well as all the other rides we have going on, man. Everything. So many rides going on here we've got in production. I mean, stuff rolling out of paint and body, stuff rolling out of upholstery, mechanical, our exotic European section. So, I mean, everything is literally full tilt, running wide open throttle right now. Stay tuned for the Instagram and the Facebook posts. See what's coming.
Till tomorrow, bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the very finest in boutique apparel. Check it out. Miss Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6600. Guru, car guru, and salesman to the stars. Oh, Bob, that was the new one, too.
It was a brand new one.
It's a brand new one. Right on, Bob. That whole side over there is just being a little bit finicky to deal with. Unbelievable, huh? Monkey in Paradise, the double gold winner in San Francisco, made right here in West Palm Beach. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. Ladies and gentlemen, reach out to touch somebody's life in a positive way today. Open the door for somebody, their hands are full, elderly, packages, whatever. Somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes. Buy them a pair of shoes or lend them a pair of yours. If they're hungry, get them something to eat. Until tomorrow, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.